have gone through to make it to the house of God. I want to share just a word with you this morning. We won't be long. We want to give opportunity for everybody to sing if they can. But I've got a thought on my heart that I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to share with you today. There's a need, I believe, in our land for folks to be tough concerning Christ. There's a day coming when persecution may be real in this country. It's not now. If you think you're persecuted, it's probably just an affliction. Afflictions are common to man. These are things that will come to everybody, regardless of where you're from or where you're at. Being persecuted is when you stand for your faith and are denied that right, that privilege. And we live in a place, a country today, where we have the great opportunity to come and to serve and worship God openly and freely. As a matter of fact, since the government took over this part of the country and this particular church is under the control of the federal government now, we have to get a permit to use it, which is probably the only way to control its use, so I understand that. But we still have an opportunity to use it, and I'm grateful for that. There may come a day when, because of the persecution of religious freedoms, that we don't have this privilege. Right? So pay attention, you young folks, because you may see a day when this is not possible. I may be dead and gone, or may not. But I can tell you this, what we have today, an opportunity to openly declare our love for Jesus Christ, is something that is a marvel. It is a wondrous thing, a grand opportunity for us to come together and to worship the blessed and holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I stand before you today, proud to do so, indebted with all of my soul and my life, completely indebted to the grace of God that brought salvation to a sinner like me. But I'll say, I hope that we as a society today will recognize the need to get a little bit more intent on our service and commitment to Christ. There's a time coming when you'll be challenged. You'll be given the opportunity, and probably do every day. Some of us don't think of it that way, but let me see if I can share it with you this way. Every Sunday morning you wake up and you have the opportunity to go to a church.
Yeah.
That church is probably heated, well lit, probably comfortable inside, a good place to sit, a place to use facilities, a good running water, hot and cold. I'll have you know that when this church was in use, there was none of that. Maybe oil lamps, a big wood stove right here in the center that did a little bit of work. But in the summer, there was no relief except the windows raised and fans going to your own face. And yet we have a decision to make whether or not we'll go for God.
Yes.
And I'm reminded when Moses had to lead the children of God through the wilderness for 40 years. Didn't have a comfortable bench to sit on. There wasn't a well-lit pavilion for him to rest in and to serve the people of God. But knowing the wilderness, he had to be faithful to God every day and all the time. When Elijah served God, he did so under the persecution of a wicked king and queen, and all of their servants were against him, and yet God still had a lad just as and I believe we see Elijah as he stood there at the prophets of Baal, and he watched them as they called upon their God, and no God came. He stood there with great pleasure that day and called upon Jehovah, who rained down fire upon the sacrifice. And brother, I believe that Elijah knew that all that he toiled and all that he suffered for God was worth it. When the three Hebrew children had a decision to make, that they chose the path less worn. They were the only ones that stood that day, as the three of them joined together in faith, having heard the declaring from the king that whoever wouldn't bow to their idol, they would be cast into the fiery furnace. Do you know what they did? They stood for God.
Amen.
They could have acquiesced, as so many have. They could have laid down their cross, as so many have. They could have sit down in their home or sit down in their quiet place, sit down on the soft and safe place of their life and not participate. But they chose rather to be counted among the people of God and to be willingly servants of God in the hardest of circumstances.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible said that when they were cast into that fiery furnace, yes, they were cast into it.
Right. Yeah.
That they found their God was in there. I want you to know today, he's worthy of his service.
Amen.
Everything we can do for him, he's worthy of. Let me read to you from the book of Luke, chapter number 14. I want to give you a reminder today from the Word of God. Here's what the Bible said. Verse number 25. There went great multitudes with him. He turned and said unto them, if any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Right.
Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he that laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. For what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth ambassadors of desired conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Father, thank you for your word. We pray you'd open our heart to it. And Lord, may everything said and done honor you. Be to the glory of God and honor you. We pray, Lord, that every heart here would be drawn closer. May our sacrifice of praise reach the portals of heaven. And you be pleased with it, and be pleased with us. Move among us, and may your spirit be free. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus made us a very direct statement. He said, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. I find more challenging the words that he said before. When he said to them, whosoever doesn't hate their mother and their father and their brothers and their wife and their children, what he was saying was, if you love anything more than me, you can't be my disciple.
Yeah.
How many of us today have a love that is greater than Christ? You might nod your head and say, in acquiescence today, oh, I love him more than anything else. But you know what? That'll be quickly tried.
Right.
It'll be quickly proven whether or not you love Christ more than anything else in this world. We live in a time when we're free to worship and we're not challenged at every turn. We don't have to hide in our worship. We don't serve in underground basements or places where our refuge is challenged by a government or under attack. But we have a privilege to worship freely. And guess what? People won't worship. You know why that is? Oh, I wish today that we recognize the grace and the good thing that God has given us in having a freedom. We ought to be of God's people the most excited because we have the privilege to worship
Amen.
God freely.
Amen.
Yet we find ourselves challenged with such hard things as needing to rest. How much rest do you need? You work yourself to death, and yet on Sunday you need just to rest. I recognize that it's a day of rest, but some of you have taken it to a new height.
Amen.
We ought to have a commitment to God that is greater than anything else in our life.
Amen.
There ought to be anything more important in our heart and soul than serving Christ. May I say to you what I do, what your children do, what my children do, everything that affects our life, if it stands in the place of God, we need to get it out of our lives. We need to step out into the light and be the saints of God that He's called us to be. Oh, what a wonderful thing that He's given us. We can gather in this building in the middle of a government-owned piece of property and we can worship freely God. There ain't many places in this world you can do that.
Amen.
Yet we have that privilege today. Was it cold this morning? Yeah. It was cold this morning. Was it too cold to worship God?
No.
I got out and fed my cows when it was 36 degrees this morning. You reckon God's more important than a cow?
Amen.
I reckon he is.
Amen.
How many of you got troubles and you can't seem to get God in the first place?
Yeah.
It's because you've let everything else get in the place of God.
Amen.
Jesus made the hard statement. He said, if you're not willing to take up your cross and follow me, you can't be my disciple. Amen. That challenged the easy believism culture that we live in today, where all you have to do is raise a hand and that makes you a child of God. All you have to do is sign a card and somehow you're suddenly on your way to heaven. May I say to you, there's more to it than that. Amen. If the blood of Jesus Christ hadn't been shed and received into your life, you're still lost today in need of Savior.
Amen.
You can't go to heaven except you be born again.
Amen.
An easy believism that you hear preached all around us. All you've got to do is confess this and sign that and then give here and do this. May I say to you today, what you have to do is to die to yourself, receive the Lord Jesus, take up your cross, and follow him. Unless you're willing to do that, you can't be his disciple. You say you preach a gospel that's exclusive. May I say to you that it is.
Amen. Yeah.
The only ones going to heaven are those that have been born again. And I didn't write the book he did. That's not my rules. It's his. Yeah. Except you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. There's no other remedy for your soul today. Religion has done nothing but send people to that eternal pit. What will save you today is the grace of a God that loves you and I. Oh, what a glorious King that we have that has given his only that we could go free.
Amen.
But I ask you today, how much have you truly paid to serve God? Mm-hmm. Yes. How much have you really given? You say, preacher, I'm not as well as I could. You know, I've seen people that were sick. I've watched them come in for years on walkers and in wheelchairs. Every service, Bruce, they'll come in and they'll find their place in the house. You know why they did that, son? Because they loved Jesus. Lord, they didn't do it. Because they thought it great to have an opportunity. And you know, I had one old gray-haired lady tell me one time. She sat on the bench. I could see her pain while I preached. I went to her after I took her by the hand. I said, ma'am, I said, I know you're hurting. Why'd you come tonight? She said, I heard it home. Why not hurt it? There ain't nothing greater than Jesus. You're on my every just for the privilege to come into the house of God and to worship with the saints of God, to experience the power of God and the presence of he might heal what's wrong with you.
Amen.
You're
right. Amen. Well, good,
we might find God do some things nobody else could do if we just cut ourselves off from this world.
That's right.
He said, if you can't love me more than your mother, more than your father, more than your children, more than your wife, you can't be my disciple. That's hard for people to swallow. He said to him one time, he said, if you're not willing to eat my flesh and drink my blood, bunch of them said, that's a hard one. Who can hear it? You know what they did? They left him. They left him. The Lamb of God didn't come to save him. They left him. He looked around and there was a few still there. He looked at old Peter and he said, Simon, he said, wilt thou also go away? Thank God I paid up my mind. To whom shall I go? For thou alone hast the words of eternal life. Who am I going to go to? I've done laid it down for Jesus. I've done made up my mind. I've done set my face toward the goal. I'm going to see it one day through the power of God. I'm not turning back. I don't know what people need these days. Amen. If a TV can keep you out of church, you might need to get saved.
Amen. That's right, preacher.
I tell the truth. If there's anything in this world that's better to you than God, you need to feel the Holy Spirit one time. And then tell me that's true.
Amen.
You say, Lord.
Oh, if only the beaches were padded. I might be able to sit for a whole hour. You sitting on unpadded benches now. Truth is, you probably not even thought about it. But every minute the Holy Spirit entered the room, you forgot your backside was bothering you. Amen. What we need is to get a little bit more heavenly minded. Need to take care of some of this earthly stuff that don't mean anything. If we lay down some of the things of this world and turn loose, amen, it turn loose of you if you'll turn loose of it. And brother, when you get sound off, you'll find that he's right there.
Amen.
The scripture said to set your affections on things above. Amen. As long as your heart is on the things of this world, you're going to be sidetracked. Amen. I tell you right now, I find it one of the greatest privileges to come and to assemble in this blessed place. I know without a doubt when they constructed it, every nail that was put down, every drop of sweat and blood that went into erecting this building, there were some people that were praying. They were meeting in the thicket every night or every evening just after they milled. And they were calling on God. Oh, we need a church, God, in the cove. We need a place where we can come to worship you. We need a preacher, God, that will tell us the good news and open the word of God to us. We need somebody to help us. I learned them hymns that we might sing them to all of the week. We need you, God, in this cove. Help us. And brother, they found a place of refuge. They found a place of refuge. A place that on Sunday morning, amen, they hear that old church bell ring. They'd start coming in from all these different coves and hollers. Amen. They leave behind all of their work and all the chores, amen, that already had been done. And they'd come into the house of God. And they'd pray. They'd sing. They'd preach. And they'd serve God.
Amen. Yes,
I want to ask you today, why don't you serve God?
Amen.
What is it that keeps you from God? Amen. It ain't because the church ain't well lived. It is. It ain't because it's not comfortable. It is. It's hot in the winter and cold in the summer. Amen. There's everything that you need at the church today. But you know what? People won't come.
Yeah.
They found something better than God on Sunday night.
Bless you. Be mine.
Huh?
Be mine.
They found something better than God on Wednesday night. Find every excuse in the world to serve God except the right one.
Amen.
And that's because you love him. That's because you love him. Oh, how I pray that as people we'd toughen up for God.
Amen.
I'm talking about get some spiritual tough.
Yes. Amen.
The Apostle Paul told him, I want to read it to you. I mark this and then I'll hush. I want you to hear. Well, you read in the second chapter of Corinthians of all the different things the Apostle Paul went through. You're talking about somebody that suffered for the name of Jesus Christ. There's not a person in this room that's ever suffered, not even close to what the Apostle Paul suffered. Here's what he said in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 7 and 8. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. You hear what I'm saying? Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
Amen.
Oh, the joy to be able to serve Jesus. What a privilege, whether it be on a Sunday afternoon in Cape's Cove whether it be on a Sunday morning in 6 miles, a Sunday night on 6 miles, a Wednesday night on 6 miles, at a little church there. Amen. It is a privilege to come together and to worship my God, to serve Him. May I say to you today, if you've not received Him as your Savior, call upon Him. Seek Him while He yet may be found. Call upon Him while He's yet near. Find God in your heart. He's there, friend, if you'll seek Him. If you'll ask Him to come in. Amen. He'll make you a new creature. If you are a new creature, I'll challenge you today. Set your affections on things that are above.
Amen.
Turn your back on this world and those things that hinder you from serving God with all your heart. Young people, hear me today. You old people have done set your course. You've done preached your own funeral by now. But you young ones, listen to me. You've got a great opportunity ahead of you. Stand for God. Make a stand and don't waver. Don't look to the left or right. Set your affections on Jesus Christ and make a difference in this world you live in. Serve Him with all of your heart. Love Him. Follow Him. Every single time you get a chance, worship your God. Adore Him. Live for Him in everything you can do. Brother, God will use you to make witnesses of others if you'll just allow. Take your cross up today. Take your cross up today and follow Him. He loves you. He's able to help you. He's able to fix what's wrong. If you'll just open your heart and serve Him. I don't know your heart today, but here's what I'll say. If you know in yourself that you're lost and need to be saved, there's an old mourner's bench still here.
Amen.
It's still sitting right here. And it's still for the sinner that needs God. He loves you. And we love you today. And we'll give you an invitation just to know Him. We're going to sing another hymn. Join us in the song. But if you need Him today, call upon Him. Call upon Him.
Amen.